The opinions expressed on this show are not necessarily the opinions of Radio Free Brooklyn. This is Art Star Scene Radio. Woo! Fuck yeah. Ass yeah. Titty clamp yeah. I am Face Boy.
I am Face Girl.
Hopefully on the way to the studio is Juno Tempest.
We'll see.
We'll see. Crazy girl.
Which? Me, her, both?
Both?
Yeah, fair.
It's too much.
It's so much.
It's too much. I'm glad to be here.
Yeah.
I am. It's good. December 1st.
Oh, it is, isn't it?
It sure is.
Time.
The holidays on the ways.
Yeah, the holidays. You're not wrong. No, I'm gonna see my family, and I'm looking forward to seeing my family.
You know what? I'm actually looking forward to the holidays this year, too. It's weird, because I'm getting better, I guess.
Yeah.
I think being less depressed does something. So, Columbia Care Medical Marijuana Dispensary, in a move to... Maybe they're doing this to be more like your regular weed dealers. They're now offering...
Delivery?
Credit. Hmm. And delivery.
Social credit or like credit?
Credit. You know, like, hey man, I'm low $20. Can you front me?
How do you know?
I saw a thing.
Yeah?
Yes. And next month, for similar reasons... They're going to have a guy playing guitar for 30 minutes that you have to listen to so the neighbors don't get suspicious of what's going on.
Is that really a thing that happens? I've never experienced that with a
you
drug
never
deal.
Experienced that with a drug deal? Hey, man, you got to hang out. I'm going to play some guitar. I don't want the neighbors seeing people coming in and out all the time, like, you know, just being here for a couple of minutes, man.
I know the hangout part.
Yeah, the hangout part.
But the guitar part is new. That's specific.
It's very specific.
It's so wonderful. No, I wish I had that detail. No, the hangout makes sense. Or like the driver on the block. They'll never know. Like, yeah, they will. They'll know. It's the car that drove around the block. Is that one.
It always smells like weed coming from your door. People stay exactly 30 minutes.
Exactly 30 minutes? What do you mean?
Isn't that the go-to time for like how long?
No,
you
for the
out?
Car transaction, oh, it's, no, yeah. It's around the block.
Yeah, yeah, but for an apartment transaction, when you go to someone's place.
Oh, is it 30 minutes?
That's the standard.
Oh, interesting. Well, I'm probably doing things wrong.
Or I used to go to a place.
I have no concept of time.
Or whenever you go to a place where it's a shop that's a front, you got to like buy something so it doesn't seem suspicious.
But your candy is stale. Like, it's not even candy, it's cardboard.
That was like 80s and 90s. No, that was like 90s. In the 80s and late 70s, there was a place literally called The Spot.
Nice.
Yeah.
What's it for? Yo, let's go to The Spot.
Let's go to The Spot. And it fronted as a record store.
Yeah, nice.
But
where
was this?
Was
on East 10th Street, I think, between 1st and 2nd Avenue.
Fucking narc. Narc.
For like 30 years.
Fucking narc. Yeah, because a narc's like you.
Because a narc's like
you. You're the reason. Narc.
And they would have like 10 records. And if you tried to buy one, they'd get pissed. Because, you know, that's their whole front. They don't actually want to operate as a record store.
Imagine if they missed their calling, like all of those records were worth so much and they could have really like made more money selling records. That's hilarious though.
Yes. So I watched.
So did you try to buy a record?
No. I didn't want to piss them off. Oh, I did once.
That's how you know.
Yes, that's right.
Knew.
I did. It was a Bob Marley record.
Really?
Yeah. And I wanted to buy the record. And they just set a ridiculous price on it.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm. I think I've been there.
Yeah. They just made it so ridiculous that I wouldn't buy it.
It was like $400.
It was like
75.
Something like that. Yeah. Now you're getting closer.
I'm good at ridiculous.
And then they would tell me, you can go over there and get it for $10.
Like, go somewhere else.
Go somewhere else.
And buy it. Like, we don't even know what's in this record. It might not even have. It's just the sleeve.
So I was watching some of the tree lighting ceremony at Rockefeller Center.
Oh.
They had Howie Mandel.
Mandel.
Howie Mandel in the crowd. He even joked about, you know, you put a fucking germaphobe in a crowd of strangers, something's not going to go right. So he's clearly off his game. So he comes up and he comes up to one woman. And he goes, "So what's the best part of the holidays for you?" And she said, "Food." And he said, "Wrong." And then just turned around and no one else wanted to talk to him after that.
What the fuck?
Wrong.
What the fuck?
It was so awkward. And then he was coming up to other people. He was going to bring someone he was going to bring someone to the front of the stage, so, you know, something nice. But so he comes up to another person and he's like, "Hey, would you like a surprise?" And they said no, because they had just heard him like say wrong to this woman about saying that food was her favorite thing about the holidays.
What was he going for?
I don't know.
I don't care.
It's not a wrong answer.
No.
It's not a right or wrong thing.
No.
What's your favorite thing?
As a germaphobe, I know why he said that.
Why?
Because potluck. He's
wrong.
Right. Yeah, right.
Okay, maybe he's right. As a fellow germaphobe, you would know.
I mean, I don't disagree with what he's saying. I just don't understand why he said it. But I find it funny that you don't even get why he might say that.
I don't.
Like, who made the food? Do they have health codes? Are they? Is there a health inspector inspecting them? Like, are they doing it to code? Can you trust them? Whatever.
You have some problems.
No, people are disgusting, and they put their faces on things, and then they cook with them.
They put their faces on things.
Like, they lick stuff. They put it in their mouth. They touch it with their hands. Things aren't clean sometimes. It's gross. I don't like it. What? You're enjoying this? It really bothers me. No, he's right. That is the wrong answer.
Wow. Wasn't expecting it to go in this direction.
You weren't expecting me to agree with Howie Mandel?
No, not on this.
Well, I mean, I think that's insane. I don't understand why he did it. Like, I don't know if his target demographic is people who just don't like potluck. What?
Where's Juno?
Wow, really? Ouch.
No, I didn't mean it like that.
I'm just kidding.
I miss her.
Where is she, though? Yeah. Seriously.
She's really not this late.
We can call her.
All right, call her.
You have the phone.
Oh, call her from the studio phone?
Yeah. Like, on air.
Okay.
We're not going to prank her. Do you want to prank her?
If she picks up, yeah.
We're going to prank her?
Okay, who should we be?
Just be the Steven.
No, we have to pick characters that she doesn't know.
Oh, you want to actually prank Juno?
Yes.
I don't think it'll work. I don't think she's prankable. What do you think would actually prank Juno?
What's that?
I can't think of anything that would actually prank her.
Well, let's come up with some characters.
I think we should see the Spencers.
She'll know right away it's us.
Yeah.
How about this guy right here with a loud
Yeah,
voice?
Do it.
Okay. And what am I doing? What am I calling
She's
her for?
She's going to know immediately.
What am I calling her for?
Her car.
The problem with the car.
Yeah. Her car warranty. Okay. Car warranty.
Car warranty.
Your car warranty.
What's the number?
No, I'm not saying it on air.
Oh.
You lunatic. She's not our enemy. She's our friend. If I didn't like her, though, you can turn the volume off for now.
Okay.
Like, mute it. Oh, man, this is going so boring. Here you go.
Okay, let me see this.
This is the worst for radio.
This is the most fucked up. We don't know what we do. No, we're pretty professional around these parts.
No. Everything is wrong right now. Where's Nelly? For those of you at home, this is what dialing sounds like.
I muted the last two ones in case there's, you know, one of those people that, you know, knows what numbers mm-hmm. you're playing because of the sound.
Hi, who might this be?
Hi, this is Boston Rob.
Yeah, nice tri-face boy.
How's it going, Juno?
I told you.
Where are you? She said you were unprankable.
Yeah, I'm like, why? I told him we should just do the Stevens. He's like, she's going to know. I'm like, she's going to know no matter what we do. Let's just call her as the Stevens.
Juno?
Yeah.
What's up?
Oh, my God. This is weird.
What? Wait 1 second. Are you on your way here at all?
Are you on your way here?
Okay, I was listening in because I had just woken up, like, literally 4 minutes ago. And I'm like, fuck.
So you heard our whole plan?
Oh, so we didn't fool you. You were listening.
Just to be clear, we didn't not fool you.
We didn't not fool you.
We were going to call you about a car warranty.
And a call about a car. But you know this already.
Oh, yeah. Oh, damn.
This is fun radio.
Oh, this show's going great.
Juno, I've literally been giving you and Catherine wake-up calls every day. Except today, because it's Saturday, and I knew you didn't have to go to class.
Yeah. Well, I have only slept, like, I think 3 out of the past 5 days. No, that's not true. Other way around. I've only slept 2 of the past 5 days until today.
I see. Well, that helps explain it.
Huh?
Well, that helps explain things, but you really should be sleeping.
I was until you guys decided to call me and wake me up.
Because you're supposed to be one of the hosts of a live radio show.
Last I checked, you have something to do right now.
You call and wake me up.
Oh my God.
I mean,
I felt guilty
know.
For a second.
Maybe I died, but like, I was just asleep.
Well, we have a Ouija board, so... No.
In the studio?
No, I made it up. But I'm sure there's an app.
I've actually made Ouija boards and then, like, used, a shot glass.
That makes sense.
Or like, a regular glass or something that's... Like a magnifying glass.
Is that good, safer?
No one has those except grandmas.
Magnifying glasses?
And it fucking works.
Is it safer than a Ouija board? Because isn't a Ouija board like scary and evil?
No, I made it myself.
No, I know. I'm saying, isn't that safer than a Ouija board then somehow?
No, some Ouija boards are evil.
Mm-hmm.
And then there's like the Barbie Ouija board.
Is there really a Barbie Ouija board?
I think there is.
There's not.
There might be.
I need it.
I want there to be a Hello Kitty Ouija board.
Oh my God. We should call into Get Rich Quick with Josh and Noel because these are $1 million ideas. This has to exist. This is amazing.
All right. Well, here's a question that I was going to put to the group because we would all going to have different... We're all going to have different experiences. So I was going to ask, how do you feel when dealing with police?
Oh, Lord.
Mm-hmm.
I just woke up, by the way.
I know.
There's a Hello Kitty Ouija board. This exists.
Hello Kitty Ouija boards exist, folks.
It's limited.
Well, yeah, of course it's limited. It's fucking Hello Kitty.
Oh my God, I need all of these things. I now know my next collection is...
No, no. Don't.
What was your question, face boy?
How do you feel when you're dealing with police?
What's the word? Oh, there's a word.
Let me give you a couple of different scenarios.
No, hold on, wait.
Okay.
The word is ineffective.
You feel like you're being ineffective?
Like it doesn't matter. Like it just doesn't matter.
It doesn't matter.
Like protocol. Anyway, what were you going to say? What were the scenarios?
Okay. You don't pay your fare for the subway. And then you go around the corner, you see a police there.
Mm-hmm.
You don't, what's your feeling?
Terror.
Mm-hmm.
Instantaneous terror.
Okay.
Yeah.
You little bitch. Jeez. Like, whatever.
No, I don't like cops. Like, especially when they're like they have a either. Point.
Okay, Juno, same scenario.
Yeah, I just act innocent.
Me too.
Yeah. Yeah. Of course, but on the underneath all that, I'm terrified. Like, I wouldn't be like, oh my God, it's the cops, don't look at me. Like, I wouldn't do anything obvious, but I wouldn't.
I just, like, laugh on the inside. I'm like, you're dumb.
I only laugh when they're gone.
See, because something like that happened
that's
to me.
That's why I said laugh on the inside.
No, I mean, like, that's Heather, when I do it.
Are you too when they're high? Gone.
I am not. She probably is.
Too high? That's not a thing. Like, I wish.
No, I think you've reached the upper limits and just, like, you cannot overdose on marijuana, I guess.
I'm just a couple beer that's all head. It makes sense to me. No, I don't think there is a too high. I don't.
So when I come to the studio, usually I, yeah, she's too high.
How dare you?
I go to the Jefferson Street stop where I can get cigarettes without shitloads of tax. It is legal to buy up to two cartons. It is not legal to sell. And then I get back on the subway, but I don't want to pay again. It's one stop and people are coming out of the door all the time. So I just wait until the door opens and I go in. Mm-hmm. Something told me not to do it this week,
mm-hmm.
but I did it anyway. And then when I got to the Morgan Avenue stop where we get off, there were two cops. And for a second, I was thinking they were there for me.
It's a shakedown.
Oh my God.
They're hip to me.
But then that didn't make sense.
They know because, I got on five stops ago.
Yeah, they wouldn't
and now
know.
They're waiting.
They wouldn't know what's they might have.
Oh, they've been following me.
Yeah.
This is ongoing.
They might have some
they got my record.
Okay. Stoner.
Fuck you. You're the one who freaked out because you thought cops were following you with pictures.
That's funny.
You said that, right?
For a second, I thought maybe they were there for me. But I didn't get too scared. Because cops don't frighten me. Because I'm a white male.
Yeah.
Cops scare me still. Even though I don't have reason for it.
And do you feel as a trans person that you were going to be treated worse by police? Or is that your experience?
I don't feel it. I know it. But okay. Like, that's why I don't fuck with police.
Okay. All right, well, one of your favorite segments is coming up, and do you want to stay on the phone for it?
Sure.
Catherine, the last link that I sent you, if you could check that out, please.
I don't think you sent me a link.
I sent you three links.
No, I don't.
Yes, I did. No, I sent four. The last one, please.
Yay.
No. No! Ew, yes. What the fuck? No. It's too much. Are you sure you want that one?
Yeah, that one.
No.
Yeah.
Yes. It's video?
Yeah, there's video.
Oh, okay.
It's ugly. It's so bad. The volume's not on the board, which I'm fine with. Why did I say that? Fuck this video. It's noodles. Ew, it's noodles in his eyeball. It's like disgusting.
Oh, you want to play the video? Yeah, go ahead.
I'm playing it.
I don't think there's audio, so you could just describe what you're
seeing. I don't want to describe it. It's fucking moving. Oh, fuck. They're going in. No. Oh, just leave it. Don't even leave it. Just die. I don't know. It's terrible.
It's a worm in an eyeball.
It's disgusting. Ew. Fuck. And they're removing it.
Taking a couple of tweezers.
Ew. Oh, fuck. It's so disgusting. Oh, my fucking eyeballs. This is so bad. He's just looking. Oh, he's so bad. Ew. How does that even happen? This hurts. This is not okay.
After you see the video, you can read and then you'll know how it happens.
No, how does it happen? Fuck, it's coming out of his eyes. No, ew. It's just worms on worms. How many worms is that? What the fuck is that?
It's just one really big
no!
one.
No. for videos. What the fuck does that?
Okay, oh, now if you could read the accompanying article.
I can't
article.
Even breathe right now.
Yeah, you can read
it's just
it.
Just so bad.
Yes.
Fucking so bad. This video is a horrific. Oh, it doesn't come out nice.
It doesn't come out nice.
No.
What nice way is there to take a worm out of an eyeball?
Not like that.
Paul.
No, that's preferably. What they did. They just, yeah. They
I
just,
don't want pieces of worm
oh, fuck.
In my eye.
I don't know. They're, like,
yeah, you have to get it all out like, at once. That's
no,
important.
No, like, sing it out. Just, like, fucking sing it out. Sing a lullaby, and it just fucking goes away. I don't know. Eye drops.
This isn't a Disney movie, it Catherine. Needs to be. Otherwise, this. There wouldn't be eye worms.
This is Sliders. It's terrible. Oh. Ew, ew. I don't. It's just. Now I. Everything itches. I can't breathe. My head hurts. And I'm dizzy. Okay. Stomach. Mm-mm. Stomach churning video shows a live 15 centimeter long parasitic worm being removed from a man's all caps eye. And he's all. No.
Oh, why?
And he's also got them crawling through his blood.
No! No! What the fuck?
Yes.
Oh, I just. It all. It, no, I don't like it. It hurts. It all just itches. My arms are like. Just not okay. This is just it's like fucking spaghetti. I don't ever want bodega noodles again. It's terrible.
You could continue reading, please, because this is important public service so that people can know how to avoid eye worms.
Stay the fuck out of India. That's apparently what happened. I don't even know if that's true. I don't know. Okay, all right. Stomach churning.
I'll just put you in a bubble, Catherine.
Please do. That's all I want.
Don't start from the beginning. Start from where you were.
What?
There's a taco place in Friday that's got a big bubble that you can eat your taco in.
What? Where?
Maybe you get eye worms.
No. Why would you do that? That's not nice. You're the worst. Are you trolling us? You monster. How dare you? All right. Stomach churning video footage has captured the moment doctors removed a wriggling worm from a man's eye. The unnamed patient from India complained of both pain and itching in his eyes. Oh, God, my fucking ears. And decided to seek medical help. Amazed, doctors spotted the parasite, which measured 15 centimeters square. I don't like that word.
That's like as long as a dick.
No, really? No. What, like a good... What is that in inches?
It's like 5.5 inches.
Okay. Okay, squirming around in one of his eyeballs and pulled it out. I don't like squirming. Further tests revealed the 60-year-old from Karnataka, a state. I'd rather focus on where he's from.
Yeah, keep reading.
Let's talk about geography.
It's taking too long.
A state of the Southwest, whatever. Also had worms in his blood. Oh.
Get to the important stuff. Yeah, worms in the blood.
Oh, fuck. The patient sought help at the new medical center in Kandapur. It is unknown how the worm got into his eye. The actual medical term for having a parasitic worm or its larvae in the eye. Oh.
There's a term for it.
No.
There's a term for it.
No, did you
and
write this down?
I don't know how they got it.
Have you written this word down? It's the worst word. All right. Ocular filariasis. Filariasis? Filariasis? I think it's filariasis. Ocular filariasis. They are transmitted. No. No, no, no. Through mosquito bites. No. Why? Oh, fuck. No. Where? Shit. Fuck. Gross. And, ah. God, no, I don't like mosquitoes. Oh, fuck. All right, I'm fine. I'm fine. Everything's fine. This is fine. This is nothing. An estimated 120 million people, primarily in Central America. No, Central Africa, South and Central America, and Asia are infected with the worm. It is rare to be found. Fucking everything itches in the eye. Dr. Somebody noticed the parasitic worm in his eye and identified it as being from... some specific species. The Wuchereria bancrofti? That's
that sounds like a biscotti. Dr. Shetty warned the worm had the potential to permanently damage the man's eyesight if it was not removed immediately. He told local reporters the challenge was to pull out the worm. Oof, God, live. Fuck, no. God. I was like, I got this. Oh, I got this. And then I didn't. No.
We haven't done this segment in a while. I knew I was going to find a good one.
No, it's terrible. The challenge was to pull out the worm live, as killing it inside the eye would have created complications. It was also... Why are
the
you...
The complication being you have a dead worm in your eye.
Oh, God, no! Oh, fuck, okay. It was also difficult to pin it down as it was moving around. The patient has worms in his blood also. No. Okay, I got this. The patient has blood in his... The patient has worms in his blood also and has been put on medication. The footage comes after Mail Online published gruesome footage of the moment a surgeon removed a live wriggling... No! I had it! I had it and then it switched!
I found a good one for
fucking
you.
Fucking why? Leech from the patient's nostril. The unnamed patient in Malaysia was thought to have got himself into the unusual predicament while swimming in a river. Stay away from rivers a couple weeks earlier.
Stay away from rivers. Ah, there you go.
I can't even breathe. All the blood is somewhere not.
Maybe it's time for a song.
Fuck you. I can't even breathe.
Yes.
Juno, I'm gonna hang up because the sound quality with the phone is a little meh, and we're gonna do a song soon. But I hope you'll keep listening, and if something grabs your attention and you have something to say about it, just call in.
Okay.
So much excitement.
I am not there.
We miss you. We love you.
I'm just tired. I had too much sex.
Oh, tell us about the sex.
Oh, I thought you were hanging up.
No, not now. Too much sex. No, we need to know about that. This is fucking ass radio.
Well, I've been, as you both know, I've been getting over the boy.
Getting over the boy.
Getting over the boy.
You even had Alexa remind you.
Get over.
Yeah, apparently. Apparently, I can't say it right now because she's listening, and I don't want her to.
I know that feeling.
No, she's right here next to me in bed.
Nice.
But anyway, so I've been getting over the boy by, basically fucking as many dudes as I can.
Fucking what?
As many dudes as I can.
Good.
And so, yeah, like, last week I made it through 3 at least, maybe more, I don't know. And then last night I had 2.
Excellent.
Not at the same time.
Boo.
One was at a sex party, and then one was at home after I got home from the sex party, because I didn't get off at the sex party.
Reminds me of my teens, 20s, 30s, 40s. Anyway, go ahead.
Keep going.
I'm present.
I'm a slut.
Yeah.
I'm a successful
my God,
slut.
From last night. Fucking, like, born and raised in Queens or some shit, because I can pick him, apparently, only from Queens. But he had, like, white dude with this, like, New York accent and, like, and we just got very stoned and kind of cuddled around a little bit. And then, like, he was like, I told him it was like 6:30 in the morning. And he was like, oh, shit, I got to go. I'm like, well, are you sure? And then, like, he got up. And so I started playing with his dick. And then, sucking his dick. And he was like, really into it. And I'm like, I thought you had to go.
Yeah, I've seen you suck dick on
the
show.
I'm picturing the video in my head.
Yeah.
And I'm like, oh, I wish my camera work was better.
Juno can suck some dick.
Do you know that dicks can get calloused?
I do know
that. Yes.
We all know that.
I did not know this. This is the first time I have come across a calloused dick.
I think all dicks
and
are calloused.
I've seen a lot of dick.
Yeah.
And it's because he's a carpenter, and so he's got...
That's not why.
Like, really rough hands.
Yeah, but there's something known as lube.
Oh. Yeah, he doesn't use lube.
I don't use lube to masturbate either, and I really should. Because I've had problems. I've chafed my dick.
I mean, who hasn't chafed their dick before?
That's good to hear.
Yeah. If you've got it.
Like, it felt funny. I was like, Like, as soon as I felt it in my hand, I'm like, everything is fine. I just need to turn the light on for a second.
Oh, to make sure it is not a problem?
Yeah.
Examine the dick.
Like, yeah, because if it were warts, I wouldn't want it.
Yeah. Nope.
Because I don't, like...
You don't do warts.
Yeah, cancer. No. Right? Cancer?
It's HPV. And I've had them before, but, like, when I was 21. Like... I got them from my first long-term boyfriend, actually.
Wow.
Yeah.
Did he know?
No, he didn't. He didn't have any visible.
Okay, so he didn't know.
And then I ended up with a couple like teeny tiny little things. They had to burn off with acid. But it was a slightly traumatizing experience. So
yeah, it is.
It's my nose.
Yeah, I had foot warts that they had to freeze off, and it was painful as fuck.
What is it like?
Well, these warts I'm talking about were on my dick.
Oh, Juno.
And they did it with a thing like a...
With acid.
Wow. I'm so
sorry. I mean, they were tiny, so it was like, it stung, but like I've had more painful things happen to me in my life.
I'm just wondering how many listeners we started with at the
I'm
top of the show.
I'm holding my crotch.
And how many we lost during the course of the show.
I wish there was a way to know that.
The point is, I was sucking his callous dick. Oh, yeah, he was also missing a tooth.
If you like what you're hearing, make donations for the show.
An important tooth? Well, obviously, if you're going to say missing a tooth, that's an important... Yeah, that's
like
an important...
All teeth. What?
All teeth matter.
Yeah.
I've actually had 5 teeth removed from my skull.
What were they doing in your skull? No, I'm kidding.
I still have most of them.
What did you do? You put others in?
No, I smuggled them from Germany.
No, wait.
When I had my wisdom teeth removed, they, like, let me keep them.
I see.
I'm like, because you have your teeth.
Yeah.
But that makes sense.
They're in a little pill bottle.
That's cute.
Of course they are.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's probably a Viagra bottle.
Uh-huh.
I've been taking Viagra, like, every day, and oh my god. I'm also, like, 10...
Wait, what?
To go to school?
You're taking Viagra every day.
That's not good for your heart.
You really shouldn't do that. Please don't do that.
It's prescribed to me by a doctor.
Daily?
Do you?
Yeah.
Okay. What's the dosage?
50 milligrams.
50 milligrams of Viagra a day?
Yeah.
I would question that.
I would try that.
It's actually... For trans women, kind of necessary to keep the blood vessels, like, expanded.
Okay.
Because, like, it's a use-it-or-lose-it sort of situation, because when you have no testosterone, your dick doesn't get hard as often. And when your dick doesn't get hard as often, it gets smaller.
Well, my physiology is weird. Because I do have low testosterone, but my dick still works totally fine. And I talked to my doctor about like testosterone replacement therapy, and he's like, does your dick work? And I'm like, yeah. And are you getting shit done? I'm like, yeah. He's like, don't do it. the side effects are pretty serious. And there are other ways, you know, like working out and eating oysters and shit like that.
Or just being a whore.
Being more of a whore. Be moho.
Yeah, because I don't think, do you eat oysters and work out for your penis to work?
I do eat oysters.
Yeah.
but I'm not doing the strength training that I need to do.
Lifting a Bible with my penis.
But yes. I do have my goal of
dick push-ups.
Bit as fuck as 50 at 55. But we need to get to this song. We're past the halfway mark. We're way past the halfway mark. So this song, yeah. Juno, do you know who Paul Williams is?
Who?
Paul Williams.
I've heard the name before.
Okay. He's a very prolific composer. You might be too young to know some of these things, but some of the songs he's written
probably
are Rainy Days and Mondays.
Okay.
We've Only Just Begun.
Okay.
Which is huge for the marriage circuit. You and Me Against the World. And Rainbow Connection.
I don't know any of those.
Yeah, I didn't think so. Rainbow Connection was big in the Muppet movie. Kermit the Frog sang it. Someday you'll find it. The lovers, the dreamers, and me. La, 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 la. Anyway, he's known for...
I thought it was a show. What's like that? Reading Rainbow. The whole time you were like, Rainbow Connection. I'm like, oh, that show.
No. So he's written a lot of love songs. And
can you sing that one again?
Someday you'll find it. The lovers, the dreamers,
and me. I'm hanging up now.
But this song, Juno and Catherine, this song shows that he is equally adept at writing a song that is just so fucking like, wow, he went there. This is like if you broke up with someone, or no, someone broke up with you or something like that, and, you know, this is all the shit you wanted to say to them. He got it down. He got it down. And I do want to say that this is like not directed at anyone. I get fucking texts sometimes from people that are like, what you doing this show about me? This is not about anyone. This is just about, like, I was thinking about Paul Williams. I was going into a little friggin' Google hole, and I thought about my favorite movie in the world, Phantom of the Paradise. And this is the end credits roll during this song. And Juno, I hope you'll listen in, because this is fucking awesome.
Okay.
Okay.
I'm hanging up now.
Okay, love you.
I love you, bye.
Love you, bye.
Let's start it over. I want to hear from the first note. Yeah.
Okay.
Because we might do, you know, a greatest hits album.
Okay. Interesting. Roll on thunder, shine on lightning. The days are long and the nights are frightening. Nothing matters anyway, and that's the hell of it. Winter comes and the blinds glow colder. We just grew wiser, you grew older.
Let's go over.
What? Can we start over?
Yeah, let's start over.
It's a mouth mush. Okay.
Yeah, it is.
It's important.
Not an easy song.
No. A Roll on thunder, shine on lightning. The days are long and the nights are frightening. Nothing matters anyway, and that's the hell of it. Winter comes and the winds blow colder. Well, some grew wiser, you just grew older. And you never listened anyway, and that's the hell of it. Good for nothing, bad in bed. Nobody likes you and you're better off dead. Goodbye.
Goodbye.
Ball come to stay.
Goodbye.
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 Born defeated, died in vain. Super destructive, you were hooked on pain. Though your music lingers on, all of us are glad you're gone. If I could live my life half as worthlessly as you, I'm convinced that I'd wind up burning too. Love yourself as you love no other. Be no man's fool, be no man's brother. We're all born to die alone, you know that's the hell of it. Life's a game where they're bound to beat you, and time's a trick they can turn to cheat you. We only waste it anyway, and that's the hell of it. Good for nothing, bad in bed. Nobody likes you and you're better off dead. Goodbye.
Goodbye.
We've all come to say goodbye.
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 Born defeated, died in vain. Super destructive, you were hooked on pain. And though your music lingers on, all of us are glad you're gone.
Please come to our Radio Free Brooklyn holiday party on Thursday, December 13th, 7 to 10 p.m. at the Braven Brewing Company in Bushwick.
RSVP.
If I had lived my life half as worthlessly as you, I'm convinced that I'd wind up burning to. It's just like such a
good
happy
for nothing,
song.
Bad in bed. Nobody likes you and you're better off dead. Goodbye.
Goodbye.
Oh, I'm so happy.
You're all come to say goodbye.
Goodbye.
Born defeated, died in vain. Super destructive, you were hooked on pain. And though your music lingers on, well, all of us are glad you're gone. If I had lived my life half as worthlessly as you, I'm convinced that I'd end up burning too. RSVP to RadioFreeBrooklyn.org/holiday2018 to get 2 free beer tickets at the party plus access to the exclusive VIP area. We'd like to thank Braven Brewing Company for supporting Radio Free Brooklyn this holiday season. Visit the Braven Brewery Bar and Kitchen in Bushwick at 52 Harrison Place or online at BravenBrewing.com. Radio Free Brooklyn is a 501c3 nonprofit organization whose mission is to provide a free and open platform to our community and promote media literacy, edumacation, and free expression. We rely primarily on donations from listeners like you.
And you.
To help support our mission, we invite you to make... If I had lived my life half as worthlessly as you...
Well, I'm convinced that I'd end up burning too.
To help support our mission, we invite you to make a one-time donation or monthly pledge at radiofreebrooklyn.org/donate. Every cent helps us to continue to stay on the air, so please support independent community media by pledging whatever you can afford. All contributions are tax-deductible to the full extent of the law. Again, that's radiofreebrooklyn.org/donate. If you want to sponsor this show, if you think we're doing a bang up job of being professionals and showing up, Juno.
Oh, yeah.
How dare you wake me?
Go to rfb.nyc/. That's rfb.nyc/ASS. That will make you a sponsor of the show, where you got one host drinking throughout, another host showing up stoned.
How dare you?
And a third host sleeping.
No, like one's too drunk, one's too stoned, the other one's too sexed. That's why she's not here. We're bears. That's all I'm saying. Wait, one of us has to be just right.
No, none of us are just right.
We're not bears.
None of us are just right. What you got to promote here?
Don't listen to Dave and Giggles. Fuck those guys. Fuck them.
You're at war with Dave and Giggles.
Yeah, that's right. Dunson, Saturdays at 3 p.m. right here on Radio Free Brooklyn, is at war with Dave and Giggles.
Hey, where did you find the karaoke version of To Hell With It?
YouTube.
To Hell.
Are YouTube stuff.
The Hell. What's it called again?
The Hell of It?
Yeah, The Hell of It.
Just The Hell of It. Yeah, on YouTube. That's usually how I find things. And the other song that I wanted to do, I couldn't find. So I'm glad that you introduced me to that song. It was a lot of fun to learn.
It's such a great song.
Yeah, it really is.
It's such a good song.
Yeah, I like it. But yeah, I think somebody just took the lyrics out. So some of it's weird. But it's the same thing. They just take, like, they isolate the vocals because they don't have the master.
I see.
You know? So that's how I think it exists.
Me and Allie, my cat, we caught another mouse last night.
What a team.
Yeah.
It's the same mouse.
No, it's not.
How do you know?
Because the first mouse was big,
mm-hmm.
possibly pregnant. So we work together as a team. She catches the mice and puts them in the bathtub.
I love that she's vegetarian now.
She's not vegetarian. Don't tell yourself that.
Let me have it.
No.
Well, she's more compassionate.
Yes.
Since she got fixed.
Yeah. You know what? I wanted to talk about this. I'm going off track for a bit. But anyway, just to finish that thought, she puts them in the tub. I capture them in a little container. And then I go up and I put them away in a garden so they have a fighting chance.
To get back in.
Okay, so every year, and it's right around this time, the International Council of Cats convenes, and this is a real thing.
I'm aware.
And it happens right around the holidays when the humans are distracted. The only reason I'm privy to this is because I spent so much of my childhood hanging out in a vacant lot with a bunch of feral cats until I was accepted as one of them.
Mm-hmm.
So I get some information about cats that humans usually don't. So every year,
mostly the licking your own balls that won them over.
Thank you. The International Council of Cats convenes, and there's a representative from different breeds and different countries, and they get together to discuss problems that they're having with humans. For example, there was a cat, Whiskers.
It was a catastrophe.
And Whiskers said, "I really want some privacy when I'm using the litter box." So another cat, it was, I believe, a Persian named Priscilla, said, Yeah, I had the same problem. So what I did is I just started knocking the fucking litter out of the box all over the place. And then my human came back with a domed-shaped litter box that I could go into for some privacy. So the cats get together and they discuss their problems with humans and how to solve them.
And it's pretty standard. That's how we know how to counteract it.
What's that?
It's standard. Like, you know, we know that this is what they're doing. This is what they want.
Yes. Yeah.
There's an agreement.
Yes.
You just have to know. That's what Jackson Galaxy's for.
So a couple of years ago, or maybe it was last year, you'll probably remember better than me, the council had a problem. They said, there's a cat that does nothing wrong. And it was my cat, Allie. She didn't do anything wrong. And this reflects poorly on the cat community. You have to do some shit that's wrong. And
then she started peeing on things.
They said, you're going to have to pee on things.
Mm-hmm.
And she said, I don't want to. I love my daddy. And they said, well, pee on some of his stuff. But like, if there's a guest.
All of their stuff.
All of their stuff. Yeah. And so Allie peed on your white sweat. What was it?
It was a hoodie.
White hoodie. I'm sorry about that.
It's okay. After that happened, your hoodie went away.
That's right.
It was like some
hoodie
weird,
for hoodie.
Yeah, it was a weird, a hoodie for a hoodie. It was biblical.
Yeah.
We're karmic. Thank you.
So if you see a little change in your cat's behavior in December.
It's the council.
It's the council. It's the council. And I'm concerned.
Why have they been quiet?
Well, no, because Allie is back to doing nothing wrong.
Mm.
Oh, no. Last night she fucked with my feet.
Oh, yeah. What'd she do?
She just like decided to fuck with my feet. Like grab them, bite them. You know, when I'm in bed.
Aww.
But like through the covers so it doesn't hurt.
Aww.
Yeah, so it's like partly doing something bad, but at the same time, because she's Allie, it's like, but it doesn't hurt you.
Yeah.
So the council must have told her, you got to do something bad.
Yeah, you that gotta, makes sense.
Yeah.
My cat actually had a fight with a human recently.
You tell.
So this friend of mine, who's very nice because he is helping me with my dog sometimes because he lives like a block away, Trixie. So he went to feed her, and apparently my cat, he like swatted at my cat. He said that my cat scratched him.
Whoa. So, I don't care.
So I'm like, I'm like, what did you do? You know? He's like, I swatted at her because she was trying to eat the dog's food. I'm like, she doesn't eat dog food. She's inspecting what's going on. You let her sniff it.
Damn right.
You let her see what the fuck is going on in her house and no one gets hurt. And then he said he like swatted her because she was going for the food. And I'm like, she's not a vile, filthy creature. She knows it's dog food. Like she's not going to eat that. She doesn't. What? Why are you laughing?
Because that's funny.
Why?
It's just funny.
Yeah, she just inspects everything, you know? So he had a fight with her, and I just kept picturing a little face, like her cute little pissed off face. But no, my cat's nearly perfect, but incredibly flawed. God, it's just that neurotoxin. I just love her so much. She actually rubbed her neurotoxin on my dog when my dog was drugged. She caused me. No, she like made her fall in love with her by like rubbing her cat scent on my dog when my dog was paralyzed with drugs and couldn't move. What?
See, now we have to deal with why your dog was paralyzed on drugs and couldn't move.
In the next 5 minutes?
In the next 5 minutes.
Oh my God, really?
No, we don't.
I think we've talked about it.
Okay.
Haven't we?
I don't know.
I do too many shows. Today was a heavy one on Dunson, Saturdays at 3. Don't listen to Dave and Giggles. But do call 718-928-9732 without listening to the station tomorrow, Sunday at 7 p.m. And tell them that you, what you think.
Here are some interesting things in the news this week that I that I dug up for you.
Gross.
What?
Is it gross? Is it bug stuff?
No.
Good.
Average lovemaking session is 5.4 minutes.
What? Alone or with people?
Fucking someone.
I'm so confused. What?
I know.
What do you mean?
There was a study that was done with
average people. With average people.
Couples.
Average couples.
Yes.
Very average couples.
Yes. 5.4 minutes.
So then there's one couple that like fucks all the time in seconds and they curved the whole data? Like,
yes. The data was from 33 seconds to 44 minutes. And 44 minutes is still, I mean, yeah, sometimes I'll do a quickie, but basically when I'm fucking is all night.
How much is the lowest number?
33 seconds.
Seconds?
Mm-hmm.
What the fuck?
I know.
They're couples?
Measuring in seconds.
I don't even know how to, how? How?
I know.
Now I have to try it. That's, I don't even understand.
The pastor, there's a pastor, a woman, Nadia Blitz Weber.
Slutty name.
You're going to love this. She's asking for people to take their purity rings.
And I like that.
Give them to
her. I know
her,
the story, yeah.
And she's melting them down and turning them into a golden vagina.
Amazing.
Pornhub circumvents ban in India.
India?
Yeah, India banned pornography.
So does Starbucks.
Over the internet. So Pornhub found a way to mirror their site so that people in India could enjoy their product.
How do they do that?
Felony for Florida farting female. Just look it up. Sorry.
Yes!
Al Roker's sweet potato poon.
No, what?
You want to look? You want? No, we don't have time for that article. But I sent it to you.
What is this?
Al Roker's sweet potato poon. No Nut November exists.
Oh, yeah. Someone was telling me about that. Who, though?
Knickers, the big ass cow.
Oh, man. Yes.
Is neither a cow nor all that big.
What are you talking about?
It's a steer.
What?
Not a cow, it's a steer.
So that's why they're not eating it.
What?
That's why they're not eating it.
Could be. $7.5 million in cash was found in a $500 storage unit, and the person who found it returned $6.3 million to the person who stored it.
What?
I'm thinking the person who stored it was one evil, scary motherfucker.
Why?
Because they had $7.5 million in a storage locker, and when they found out that someone bought it, they were able to track them down and say, give me back that money or there's going to be trouble. You're going to lose a testicle.
Wait, help me out here. What happened exactly? They found money and then...
You know when storage units are... When you don't pay for them, they go up for auction. Someone bought it. And for $500, they found $7.5 million in cash.
How did they keep a million?
Well, they should have been able to keep all of it.
Hmm. That's not okay.
Thank you, Face Girl.
Thank you, Face Boy.
Thank you, Juno.
Yeah.
Sort of. Oh, thank you, Juno.
We love you
so much. Thank you also for listening. Please give to Planned Parenthood. Please give to the ACLU. Check out Survivors Against SESTA. Coming up next on Radio Free Brooklyn is Get Rich Quick with Josh and Noel. And please give to yourself. Show yourself some love. Please, really, show some love to yourself. You deserve it. It's important, and you know that it is.
Oh my God, it's a sweet potato pie without cream.